Okay, I've gone ahead and muted the call, and we'll get started here. We were getting quite a lot of background noise there, so I wanted to get it muted and quieted down before we get any louder on the call. Welcome, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Coach Roxanne Green, and for the past 12 years, I've been blessed to be a work-at-home wife and homeschooling mom. My kids are now 20 and 21, so I've got a lot more time to go ahead and teach others, and in addition to working my own MLM business. Some housekeeping before we get started. Right now, all callers are muted. As we go along, if you could write down any questions that you have. Once I get towards the end of the call, I'm going to open up the line for Q&A. So if you can write down your questions as we go, I may answer them as we're going along, and you can just scratch them off. If not, you can ask them at the end of the call. This call is being recorded, and I will send the recording link to everyone who is registered for the call as soon as it's available. Now, before we get started with social space marketing, which is what this call is about tonight, it's how to market your, most everyone on the call is either MLM, network marketing, direct sales, real estate, that type of entrepreneur. If you've got a different type of business, these same strategies will work. What I'm going to gear these towards tonight, though, is the direct marketer, network marketing, MLM, direct sales, real estate, that type of sales. So before we get started with the actual social space marketing, I want to talk briefly about marketing in general. And what I want you guys to do, I know some of you on the call have been involved in your business for a long time and have been marketing your business for a long time. What I want you to do before we go any further is forget everything you've learned up to this point about marketing. When it comes to marketing, most of the things that worked in the past do not work today. In the past, we pushed out our pitch, and we hoped that it would reach interested people. And for quite a few years, that type of marketing worked. But today, it doesn't. People are skeptical in today's world. You hear more and more, and I just posted something on my Facebook page about it. People are getting scammed through their emails. They're getting emails that say that they should, dear PayPal user, click this link and there's been a problem with your account, or dear eBay user, or, things like that. So people are very, very skeptical of any emails that they get. People get postcards in the mail, they throw them away. I very rarely look at postcards I get in the mail. Phone calls. When people get phone calls, if it's an unknown number or a number they don't know, generally they hit the button, click it, send it to voicemail. Let voicemail deal with it. I'm not answering any calls from people I don't know. That's the society that we live in today. So the things that worked years ago, sending out postcards, sending out mass emails, calling a bunch of people who have signed up to get information about a home-based business, those types of things just don't work anymore. And, you can all day long, you can try, you can continue to do what used to work in the past, but it just doesn't work anymore. Banner ads, those things used to work. The world that we live in today, we see so many ads where, we're on Facebook, we see ads. We're on Twitter, we see ads. Everywhere we go, we see ads all over the internet. We go to our local news station, we see ads. There's ads everywhere, just like watching television. We go to check our email, there's ads. There's ads all over the place. Even now on your phone, half the time you're getting ads and things that, people learn to tune that type of stuff out. They learn to not look at it. So what we have to do, we have to come up with strategies that actually work, that actually get people's attention and make us stand out from the next marketer, the next person who has the next greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, everybody's out there marketing their business. Everybody's pitching it. And even your Facebook friends have seen, oh, I'm ready to help make 20 more millionaires today. And, you know, the things that people do out there, people have seen, you know, I've got a free ebook, Greatest Things Since Sliced Bread. Everybody's seen it. Got a free ebook, it's going to save you years of failure and frustration. You know, everybody's seen the ploys and tactics that people use. So we have to differentiate ourselves. And the only way that we're going to do that is to be social with people, to forget all of the stuff we've learned in the past. And I'm sorry, I've had a cold for the last few days, so I'm going to take a quick break to take a sip of water here and keep my throat moist so I don't go in a coughing fit on you guys. So the first thing I want to do, I want to actually define social spaces. A social space is anywhere online where you can have a two-way conversation, two or more-way conversation with your potential customer, client, or business partner, and we'll call those people prospects. So your potential customer, client, or prospect, anywhere that you can have a conversation with them in a public space online is a social space. And, you know, think about Facebook, think about Twitter. When you post something on these sites, people see those. Most people think social networking is just Facebook and Twitter, but it's not. It's forums. It's blogs. It's anywhere where you can have a conversation with other people on the internet. So, you know, one of my favorite social spaces is actually other people's blogs, because I can go there and I can comment and get into a conversation in the comments with other people, with my target market. So those are all social spaces. And one of the biggest things that you want to remember about using social spaces to prospect, to go out and look for your potential customer, client, or business partner, is be social. Don't go into these places just to pitch your business. And I see it all the time. And I see people come in and, you know, I got an email the other day, and it was funny because, you know, somebody sent me an email and said, it started out addressing me as, you know, Hi Roxanne, and they spelled my name wrong to begin with, and my name's right there on my profile where they should have spelled it right. And I see that you're into network marketing, and I've got this great ebook you've really got to take a look at, and it'll save you years of failure and frustration. And, you know, that's just not the way to go about prospecting someone. I'm going to say a sentence here, and I'm going to say it over and over again during this call, because I want you to remember this. If you remember nothing else that I say tonight, remember this one sentence. If you wouldn't do or say it in person, don't do or say it online. And I'm going to say it one more time. Write it down. If you wouldn't do or say it in person, don't do or say it online. When you think of yourself as walking into a social event, whether it be a party or any type of social gathering, any place that you walk into where there's other people, your first contact with someone, if you were in a social event, you walked into a party, you would not walk up to someone and say, hey, I've got this great business. It's the best thing that's ever, the best business there ever was. You got to come and join me. You wouldn't do that in person. Don't do it online. That's the biggest mistake that marketers make online, is pitching their business out to people without even having some kind of social contact with them. You know, you got to think of yourself all the time as if you're at an in-person event. Because when you put something out there online, everybody sees it. And, you know, there's people that read these things that you put out there, and they even people that are not on your friends list, even people that are, you know, not friends. If you're in a forum, if you go into a forum and you get into a conversation with someone about something, that's there for years. That's there forever. Somebody can search Google for a topic, and let's say it's not even about business. Let's say it's not even about network marketing, and it's just a forum about something else, whatever it may be. When somebody Googles that, they find what you've been talking about, and they see what you've done online. Always, it's there. And it's there forever. And when you're at an in-person event, you know, a conversation with someone might go something like this. Hi, I'm Roxanne. And you shake their hand and they tell you their name. And you say to them, what do you do? And they tell you what they do. The next question they're going to ask is, what do you do? You briefly tell them what you do. You don't vomit all over them about your great, wonderful, greatest things in sliced bread. You give them a one or two sentence overview of what you do, and you bring the conversation back to them. That's how you handle it in person. That's how you should handle it online. This makes them feel like you're interested in them and not only in it for yourself. You know, think of how you can adapt something like that to the online social space. In most social spaces, forums, blogs, you know, what we've defined as social spaces, in most of those places, there is what we call a profile. So asking them their name and what they do might be a little ridiculous, but you can comment on something they have on their profile to break the ice. So maybe they've clicked like on a certain TV show and you like the same TV show, or maybe you have the same breed of dog that they have, or maybe you're both from the same area, or maybe they're from an area you're going to be visiting soon, and or maybe you like the outfit they're wearing, or, you know, there's many, many things that you can comment on that will give you common ground with them. And those are great conversation starters. Make it a real interest or a real common ground, or they're going to see right through you. You know, you can't go, ooh, I just love that shirt you're wearing, and, you know, it's some obnoxious, I don't know. But you be real. Be yourself. Be real. Find some common ground. You can find common ground with anyone. Look at their profile and find some kind of common ground that you can say, hi, you know, I was browsing through profiles and I saw that you also like XYZ, and I figured maybe I'd send you a friend request. This is the worst thing to do. Don't say, oh, I see that you also like XYZ. If you want to be friends, send me a friend request. Because, you know, that just, I get those all the time. I very rarely friend request anyone unless it's someone that I want to do business with, or that I want to learn from, or that I want to get to know better. But most of the time, the way that I position myself on social spaces, people come and add me as their friend, whether it's in, you know, a social, whether it's on Facebook or in a forum or wherever, they add me to their list. I don't add them. And, you know, to don't make your first contact with somebody depend, you know, don't ask them to come in and send you a friend request. Send them a friend request and say, you know, then send them a message saying, hey, I see that you like XYZ, and I thought, you know, I do as well, and, you know, I thought maybe we could be friends, and let them accept or decline your friend request. Don't make it generic. Don't make it, you know, I get emails all the time like this, and this is just an example, but yeah, hi Roxanne, they spelled my name wrong, like I said earlier, and I see that you're into networking, and I've got this great thing that I'm doing, whatever, and you go get it at my URL.com, and if you want to be friends, send me a friend request. And I just ignore all of them. I just ignore every single one of them, because I can't, you can't form a relationship with somebody who has no interest in you at all. You can't form a relationship with somebody whose first contact with you is wanting some, you know, wanting to throw something in front of you, wanting you to go look at their business, wanting to shove their business in your face. You can't have, that can't be the first contact. And just like you can't form a relationship with someone who does that to you, your prospect can't form a relationship with you if you do that to them. So, you know, be social. Be social and just comment on things that they do. Here's an example. The other day, well, a few weeks ago, a friend of mine had asked me if I wanted to try a free sample of an energy drink that he had, and I said, you know, sure, send me one. And I haven't got around to trying it yet, and he just keeps asking me, did you try it? Try it, and I haven't had a chance. And, you know, then I've been sick, and I forgot all about it. And, you know, people get busy. You are never, you, even if you've talked to someone about your business, you are never, ever, ever the top thing on their mind. So you have to keep in front of them. But the way to keep in front of them is not to keep messaging them saying, hey, did you try it yet? Did you try it yet? Did you try it out? What do you think? What do you think? Are you ready to join my business? Do you want to join my business? Do you want to join my business yet? Are you ready to join? Don't do that to people, because you become annoying. So what happened was, I got a couple emails and I thought, oh, a couple messages, and I just ignored them because I knew the messages were, hey, did you try it yet, and what do you think of it, and blah, blah, blah. I hadn't tried it yet, and I felt bad for not trying it. And you know, I'm just not an energy drink person, and I just I felt bad that I hadn't tried it yet. And I actually had thought about trying it, and then I got sick for a few days. And so then yesterday or the day before, maybe, I made a comment on Facebook, and, you know, it was one of those silly comments that I make every once in a while just to get people stirred up and get people thinking and get people to see how many people are going to comment on it and come back at me with what. And this person came, you know, we had a little go back and forth on that thread, basically, on my profile on a social space. And, you know, that got me realizing, and he didn't have to say anything at that point. He didn't have to say, hey, do you want to join my business? Hey, did you try that energy drink? Hey, he didn't have to say any of that, because just interacting with me on that thread got me to remember, hey, I haven't tried that energy drink yet. So now the energy drink is sitting in front of me on my desk, and tomorrow when I get up, before I leave the house, I will drink the energy drink instead of my morning coffee and see how that works. So, you know, it's all in the way you approach people. You can't chase people down with a baseball bat and beat them over the head and make them join your business. It doesn't work that way. You can't post on your wall 20 million times a day, I've got a really great business and you need to come join me. I've got a really great way to make extra money from home and you've got to come join me. You can't post that constantly. You can't beat people over the head. You can't make people do anything. So the best thing to do is to be social. And I want to talk to you about some social marketing mistakes that I've seen. And these are huge, huge mistakes that people are doing in social spaces on the internet. And mistake number one, and I'm sorry, but I do have to continuously take a drink here. Or, like I said, I'll be coughing in your ear. So mistake number one, and I see this way too often. It's a huge, huge mistake. And I want you to remember this no matter what. Do not ever, ever, under any circumstances, go to someone else's space, whether it be their blog, their Facebook profile, their Facebook page, their website, whether anywhere that is their space. Don't ever go to their space and post links to your deal. It annoys me so much when I'm reading a comment. You know, people are commenting back and forth, either in a forum or on Facebook or in Twitter in a conversation or whatever. And people are commenting back and forth, and then somebody jumps in with, "Hey, go check out this great whatever, blah, blah, blah," and then puts the URL in there. You know what? You're going to get a few nitwits that are going to click the URL just because people like to click, and big deal. But you're going to be seen as annoying by people that you may want to connect with. You're going to annoy more people than you're going to attract by doing something like that. So it's considered very, very rude. It's considered one of the rudest things that you could do, and it's not good etiquette to ever leave links to your stuff on someone else's space. Their blog comments, their forum comments, their Facebook comments. It's rude, and you'll annoy a lot more people than you attract. Your goal on social networking spaces is to network socially, no matter where you are, whether it's your blog, whether it's somebody else's blog, whether it's a forum, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's wherever. If you're in a conversation and people like what you have to say, they will always be able to click somewhere to find out more about you. There will be a profile on every forum allows you to set up a profile if you're going to be interacting on the forum. Blogs, if you're commenting on someone else's blog, you can put a link back to your Facebook profile or your blog or wherever you want it to go to. There's always somewhere that people can click to come back and find out more about you in a profile if they want to. Let it be their decision to click and come and find more about you. So your only goal at this point on social spaces is to network socially. Just a moment. Sorry about that. Okay, social marketing mistake number two. And this particular social marketing mistake is specific to Facebook at this time. Maybe in the future it might pertain to other social spaces, but right now it's specific to Facebook. Do not add people to groups without their permission. Every day, I have to go in and unsubscribe from two or three groups that people have added me to on Facebook. And the only thing this does is make people upset with you. If it's the exact opposite of what you want to accomplish on social spaces. It's one of the worst things that Facebook ever implemented. I can't believe that they actually allow people to add anyone that they feel like to a group. And the only thing it's good for is spammers. So mistake number two, do not ever add people to groups without their permission. Social marketing mistake number three, don't ever start a conversation or a thread on a forum with your pitch. The only place you should pitch or make an offer is on your own personal space. On your profile, your blog, your page, etc. Any other space, if it's a thread that you're, a conversation thread that you're starting on someone else's page, on a forum somewhere, on someone else's blog, don't ever make a pitch or an offer on any of those. This is one of the, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, but those who want to find out about you, they can do so, but they don't want to have it shoved at them. And when I constantly see people posting, you know, and when you post something, and on Facebook and Twitter, other people see it. And if the only thing that you're posting on Facebook all day long is by myself, by myself, by myself, it's like being at a party and walking up to random people and saying, hey, by myself. Hey, I got the best deal in the world. Come find out about it. Or shoving a book in their hands and saying, read this. It's going to save you years of failure and frustration. Before you even talk to them. You wouldn't do it in person. Don't do it in a social space. You wouldn't do it in person. Don't do it online. In person, you would talk to someone first. You'd get to know them a little bit. You would find out a little bit about them by having a conversation with them. You would let them find out a little bit about you by having a conversation with them. You wouldn't just... You know, it's kind of like going on a blind date, jumping up on a table at the beginning of dinner and stripping off your clothes. I hope you wouldn't do that in person. So don't do it online. Don't be throwing things in people's faces that they haven't asked you for. It's just rude. Social marketing mistake number four. Tagging random people in your photos or videos. This is mainly a Facebook thing, but it can be, you can send, you know, pictures from Instagram or videos from YouTube or whatever to different people. Don't tag anybody in the video unless they are specifically in the photo or video, or they specifically asked you for that information. If you tag people, there's a bunch of people that have made birthday videos, and they think it's cute, and they think it's fun to go around, and they made one video that says, oh, you're so wonderful, and you're so great, and happy birthday, and oh, you're just a wonderful person, you're just a great person, and happy, happy, happy birthday, and you know, whatever the video says, I'm really, you know, there's a bunch of people doing it. I'm really not sure because I don't think I've ever watched any of them. But what they do is they upload that video to Facebook. And then instead of going to each person on their birthday and telling them happy birthday, they just, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday, and they tag them in the video. And first of all, that only works for a year, and then they've got to re-tag them. That you can't re-tag them. They're already tagged, so it doesn't work again. But let's say it's Susie Q's birthday, and I've uploaded a birthday video, and it's Susie Q's, and it's Johnny's birthday. So I tag Susie Q in the video, and I tag Johnny in the video. So that both shows, on Susie Q's page, it shows that I tagged her in a video, And it looks like I made the video specifically for her. But then if she actually clicks through to look at it, she'll find out that there's about 100 other people tagged in the video, too, that she's been tagging everybody whose birthday was that year. And it's not really special, and it's not really anything that was that I put any thought into ahead of time. It's just something that I sent to everybody, and it's a generic thing. So, you know, it's not really anything special. So if somebody doesn't specifically ask you for the photo or video, or if they're not in the photo or video, do not tag them in it, because that shows up on their profile, and that's there forever. So you definitely don't want to do that. So those are the big four social marketing mistakes. But the main thing that you've got to keep in mind is that your goal, you're fishing. And if any of you are fishermen, you'll understand this. If you're not, hopefully I'll explain it in a way that you'll understand it. When you go fishing, you put bait on your hook that will attract whatever type of fish that you are wanting to catch that day. And certain fish are attracted to certain bait. And, you know, when I was little, I thought, you know, you just throw a worm on a hook and a fish will bite it. But, you know, if you ever fish for different types of fish, you know that you have to have different lures for different types of fish, different colored flies work better for different fish than other ones, and some bait it works better for this fish than that fish. And you know, when we're on social networking sites, it's the same as going fishing. We're going to put some bait on a hook and we're going to throw it out there. We are not going to take a rock and wrap a note around it and throw it at somebody's face. And what a lot of you are doing on social networking spaces right now, and I guarantee you, you know, if you go out to the lake and you throw a, you light an M80 and you throw it in the water, and M80 is a quarter stick of dynamite, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know. If you light a quarter stick of dynamite, you throw it in the water, it's going to blow up and it's geared to some dead fish are going to come to the top. But is that really what you want to eat for dinner? Or would you rather catch a fish and eat a fresh fish? And what a lot of you guys are doing is you're out there throwing M80s in the water and hoping that some dead fish will float to the top. And do you really want the dead fish? I mean, anybody who does that type of thing, anybody who does writes the M80s and throws them in the water and watches them blow up and watches the dead fish float to the top, they don't do it because they want the fish. They do it because, I don't know why, but they definitely don't do it because they want the fish. So, you know, when you're social networking, I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that you're out there to attract people to you. You are not out there to beat them over the head and make them join your business. You're not out there to wrap a note around a rock and throw it in their face and hope that they read it after they get a black eye and regain consciousness. So when you're out there, if you're constantly pitching, if you're constantly saying, I've got the greatest business in the world, I've got the greatest thing since sliced bread, you've got to come join me, you've got to do this. I want you to remember that if you wouldn't do it in person, don't do it online. You know, many of you know, I worked for Tom Big Al Schreider for a while, and I had a lot of people that would call the office and they would ask, you know, Big Al teaches in-person prospecting methods, and they're great. And, you know, he teaches us how to prospect to people in our everyday lives, you know, physical people that we come in contact with. But he doesn't have anything for online. And I said, well, what do you mean he doesn't have anything for online? And they said, well, he doesn't. There's nothing that's geared specifically towards working online. And I said, well, what? Let's look at that for a minute. What is so different about working online than working in person? Are they different people? Are they, you know, maybe they're aliens that are online. No, they're not aliens. Well, what's different? What's different about the people that are on the internet as opposed to the people you run into in your everyday life? Think about that for a minute. What's different about the people that are on the internet? You go to a diner, you get a meal from a waitress. What's the difference between having a conversation with that waitress and having a conversation with somebody you met on Facebook? Between those people, what's the difference? They're both still people. They're still real, live, breathing people. And that's what we have to understand. That's what too many people have forgotten about. People get so, caught up in this whole, oh my gosh, it's online marketing. I can't do online. I can't do social spaces because it's not real people. Yes, it is. If it's not real people, who do you think is going to be joining your business? Who do you think is going to be buying your product? Who do you think is going to become your customer? Who do you think is going to become your business partner? Some of my best friends I have met online. I have a friend in Washington State, the complete other side of the country. I have a friend in Arizona. They have a very, very, very sweet lady in Arizona that her and I have been friends for years. Over the internet and the telephone, Washington State. Those two people, I mean, there's a lot of others. There's so many people, a wonderful lady in California and a wonderful gentleman in the United Kingdom. And I can't even begin to tell you the number of actual friends that I have today that I actually can call up and talk to on a personal basis. My crazy lady in Connecticut. There's so many people just that I've never even met in person. Some of them I have, but some of them I have never even met in person. But I can call them up and talk to them today. And I met them online. I met them through network marketing. Hello? These are real people. If you wouldn't do or say it in person, don't do or say it online. That is the most important thing you can take away from tonight's call. The very most important thing, because people are people are people. And the prospecting methods that you learn from Big Al for in-person prospecting, those methods still work online. You just have to adapt them a little bit. But they're there. They work. And they work because you're dealing with real people. It's still people. They're not any different from you and I. Many of you on this call, I met online. All of them. Well, I can tell you I can tell you for 100% fact, every single person on this call, maybe there might be three people that I didn't meet online. And I can tell you, this call is pretty packed right now. There might be three people out of everybody that's on this call that I didn't meet online. The majority of you I met online. A lot of you I haven't had the pleasure of having a conversation with you online yet, but hopefully I will soon. Feel free to come to my Facebook profile and introduce yourself to me or my page, one or the other. I don't use my page that often anymore. I use mainly my Facebook personal profile. And I go into that in my Facebook module on why, you know, the difference between a page and a profile and why I do that. But feel free to go to my Facebook profile and become friends with me if you're not already, and say hello. You know, and it's saying hello on my page doesn't mean come to my page and tell me you've got the greatest business in the world and you want me to come join your business. It means come to my page and say hello. Hi, how you doing? Nice to meet you. I was on your call. Great call. Whatever. Facebook.com/RoxanneGreen1. There's no E on the end of green. It's just like the color RoxanneGreen, the number one, is my Facebook personal profile. And if you go there and say hello, I'm going to comment and say hello to me, and I'll say hello back, and we may have a conversation. You never know. But that's social networking. That's socially networking. You're just being a real person. You're just being nice. You're just having conversations with people. And you're setting up your profiles properly, whether it be in forums, on the blog. You're going to have a clear, concise about me statement wherever you go on the internet that tells people who you are and what you do. And then when you start getting in conversations with people, it's kind of like when you're at a party and you get in conversations with people and you're talking to different people, you're meeting different people and you're getting to know them. And it eventually gets to the point where, you know, what exactly do you do and how does that work and can you tell me more? And when it gets to that point, it never starts at, can you tell me more? It never starts at, can I join your business? It never starts at, how can I buy your products? Because when they first meet you, it's small talk. So that's what you have to do in social spaces. And I know a lot of people might think, well, Roxanne, I see you out there on social spaces and you're chit-chatting with this one and chit-chatting with that one. And, you know, there's one of the girls that I talk with, and for some reason one day she come up with the comment about me riding a broom, and in other words, calling me a witch. And, you know, we're just joking back and forth about riding brooms around. Well, other people have gotten in on the whole riding the broom around conversations, and, you know, it's become this thing on Facebook, and it's a little fun piece of personal thing. But let me tell you the story about the broom. And this is a friend of mine, the girl that comments about me riding the broom a lot. Her and I went to school together. We grew up next door to each other. When I was little, I lived next door to her, and yeah, we've known each other since God forever. I mean, I've known her before kindergarten. But somebody, when you're on a social space, people see what you're doing. Other people see what conversations are going on and things like that. And, you know, you don't know who's overhearing what. She made a comment one day about me riding a broom, and someone else commented back on it, and it got into this kind of long thing, but it was a fun interaction with friends. And someone else who didn't know the background messaged me privately to ask me what's going on with this whole, you know, who's who's the lady that says you ride a broom? And, you know, is she calling you a witch? And so I told her the story, and you know, we got talking back and forth in the private messages. And this person who asked about the broom story, I had never actually interacted with her before. You know, we were friends on Facebook friends, and we, you know, said hello at the beginning when we became Facebook friends, and I don't even remember how that came about, who friend requested who or whatever, but we had never actually had an interaction before, an actual conversation. So we're talking about this broom thing with my friend, and it, you know, she said, I was looking at your profile, and I see that you do coaching, and she said, you know, I have a business that I need some help with, and would you be willing to help me with it? And I said, sure, you know, go here. And I gave her a website to go to check out, you know, my services and what I charge. And she hired me for her to be her business coach. And you know, you never know, just by being out there, you never know who's reading what you're doing. And that's another thing. That's another reason to not be negative and nasty. Oh, my gosh. If you're constantly out there saying how horrible life is and how life sucks and the economy's horrible and I can't believe Obama's president, blah, 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 blah. You know, if you get caught up into that kind of crap constantly, I mean, that's okay. During the election, we all got a little caught up in this, that, or the other thing, but if you're getting caught up into the whole, the economy sucks and, you know, you're posting about it and I can't, whatever, you know, and anything negative. If you're constantly posting negative, then you're done. Don't even, you might as well turn off your computer and just forget about working from home or forget about working on the internet anyway, because, you know, people don't forget that kind of thing. People don't forget the constant negativity. So my daughter's into it right now. I mean, she's going through a really bad period in her life, and it's all over Facebook. I'm like, stop! Stop putting the negative crap all over Facebook, because that's what you guys, you're just going to push everybody away. You know, and when you're trying to build a business, you certainly can't put negative crap out there. And I'm not saying don't post cutesy quotes all day long. I mean, I've seen people out there, all they do is post quotes all day long. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. That's just as annoying as being negative. Get into actual conversations with people. If you see somebody that you think would be really good for your business, don't go to them and say, hey, you know, I've been watching you, and I think you'd be really great for my business. Don't do that. Set up your profile so that you could attract them. And then go and like their comments once in a while. Comment on their once in a while. Get your name in front of them. And just be nice to them. Just talk to them. You know, and don't be annoying about it. Don't like every single thing that they post, and you know, don't go around, you know, commenting on everything that they post. But just once or twice a week, click like on one of the posts or comment on a post or two. They'll get to see you in your name commenting or liking, and make it a genuine nice comment. They'll see your name, and they'll say, okay, I wonder who this person is. And then they'll click on your profile. And it doesn't matter whether it's a blog comments, forums, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you happen to be. You know, you're going to be interacting with people. Make it a genuine interaction. You know, I went to a forum the other day, a crafting forum, and I had a question on how to do something, and I couldn't figure it out on how to make this thing work that I wanted to make. So I went in and I posted pictures and I asked a question on a crafting forum, and I got people answering me. And I had been on that forum for a while, and my clear, concise, about me statement that I use basically across the board is the same thing that I use on Facebook. I show people how to begin their own home-based business and market it online using social spaces. And so I'm asking in a crafting forum how to do this certain thing and how to make this work. And a couple of people chimed in with their ideas, and I'm like, hey, you know, this is great. Thank you guys so much, because this might work. And in the meantime, somebody else saw the interaction, went and clicked on my name, looked at my profile, saw that I show people how to begin their own home-based business and market it online using social spaces, clicked on my link, went to my blog, and read a few posts on my blog, clicked on a couple things on the side, and ended up messaging me from my blog, asking me about my home-based business, asking me how they could go about making money from home like I do. This is a crafting forum, so you never know who is going to be seeing what you're putting out there online. You never know who's going to be looking at this. I never heard of this person before, so I got talking to her. You know, I asked her. Of course, we had a phone call, and, you know, I set up a phone call and talked with her. And, you know, that's how I found out that she was reading this whole interaction on the forum and just clicked on my name and went and saw that, went to my blog and read some posts and this and that and the other thing, and bing, bang, boom, you know. But that's how it works. That's how you've got to set it up, and that's what I teach people to do. So, you know, I'm going to say it one more time before we conclude the call, because I've given you guys some really great information tonight, and we're coming up on the top of the hour, and I know some of you have other calls to get to, so I don't want to make it more than an hour here. So hopefully you guys have gotten some really great information tonight. But again, remember, if you wouldn't do or say it in person, don't do or say it online. And if you have to, write that and put it on your computer. Put it on your desk. Put it somewhere where you can see it every day when you're logging into wherever you go. You wouldn't go to a party and wrap a note around a bunch of rocks and start throwing them at people. So don't go out on social spaces and pitch your business to people. So I will send the link for the recording to this call out to everybody who's registered for it. There's also going to be a special offer on the recording page. So even if you don't want to go listen to the recording, go ahead and check out the special offer that I'm going to give you guys. Basically, I've got two of my great programs that I have coming up here. Again, giving everybody who's on this call $150 off each of those programs. So, you know, check those out even if you don't want to listen to the replay. But I'll get that replay out to you within 24 hours. Generally, it's available within 24 hours. So as soon as it's available, we'll get that out to you. And unfortunately, does anybody have any questions before we go? I know I said I'd open it up at the end. If anybody has any questions, please hit *7 to come live on the line and tell me your name and ask any questions that you might have. I know we've got a lot of people dropping off the call. We had a lot of people. I ran a little bit late. So if you have questions and you didn't get them in on the call, email me, Roxanne, @RoxanneGreen.com, no E on the end of Green. Email me and ask me your questions. If I get enough questions, then I'll do a follow-up Q&A call. So, again, thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful evening.